Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on the home, we were talking about setting our affections on things that are in heaven, not on things of this world. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We need to realize that our life on earth is to be governed by the Word of God. And we are to realize that we are to view our life by the Word of God and see how it affects the heavenly. You see, verse 2 is very clear. We set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Remember Luke 8:14. There it says, "And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection." Now, that's the story of the sower going out sowing the seed, and some fell by the wayside, and the fowls come by and devoured it, and some fell on the rock, and the sun smote it. But these fell on soil that had thorns in it. And when it started to grow, that fruit was choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Now, what you'll notice there in Luke 8:14, it does not say corrupted cares, corrupted riches, or corrupted pleasures of life. Not necessarily sins, but rather weights that so easily beset us. They are things that affect how we live and worship. And maybe we should say our lack of worship. You see, my friend, it's only through the Word of God we know of things above. It's important, then, that we receive His counsel for living and meeting life's problems, even our home problems. In Psalms 119, verse 24, we read this, "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." What are the testimonies of God? Well, that's the Word of God. And who is to be our counselor or our counselors? The words of God. Proverbs 19, verse 21 says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." Sometimes I'm asked by others, "What do you use as a form for counseling marriage or doing premarital counseling?" And they're looking for me to use some psychologist form that has been devised that deals with that. And they want to know what method I follow. Well, my friend, my form and my method is the Word of God, because man's forms and methods are always changing. It was good today, but, you know, we've got to do this. We've got to tweak it and make it just a little bit better tomorrow. But the counsel of the Lord, you can't improve upon that good old King James Bible. You cannot improve upon the Word of God. The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Now, as preachers, we've got to quit trying to be psychologists and just be messengers of God's Word. And the message of God's Word will meet the needs, the deepest needs, of any man's heart that's in Christ. I'm reminded of some of the words to an old hymn that states, "My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living One. His wounds for me shall plead. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. I need no other argument. I need no other plea." Oh, my friend, it is so important to set your affection on things above. Now, it's important for you to know that also problems will arise in the home, and often in a variety of ways, even in good, fundamental, Bible-believing, independent Baptist Christian homes. Now, it's easy to understand one side of an argument, especially if you're wanting to side with someone or if you only understand one side. For example, I used to only understand a child's side as a child. I could not understand the parent's side. And then when I become a young adult, I could only understand the side of young adult children. As a pastor, I've had couples come to me and say, "Pastor, our parents want to know our business. They treat us like little kids, not like we're mature adults. They treat us like we're so immature, even teenagers." Well, I invariably find that they owe their parents money or some other favor. So I let them know that if they borrowed from the bank will want to know more than their parents know, and they'll want to charge interest with what they know. And so I tell them, if you want to be treated as an adult, be responsible for your life. Now, understand, it doesn't matter how old you are to honor your parents all your days. Now, obedience, a wife, you obey your husband. Husband, you've got a responsibility for your home. Although that responsibility supersedes what your parents would do, that you're no longer under your parents' roof, therefore you're no longer under their authority, you are under the responsibility to honor your parents. Now, it's not wrong to help your children when they are adult children and they're having a hard time financially, but if they do not accept responsibility and they remain in the same problem over and over and over, then you're not helping them to always bail them out of trouble. Sometimes you'll have to let them hurt and let them lose, that they might learn to be responsible. Now, sometimes, as a parent, it's hard. Although your children are grown, and you're very proud of them, it's hard to let go and trust them in the hands of our Lord. A man leaving his mother and father and cleaving to his wife, it's not as hard on him as it is on that man. That is, that man's father and mother. It's much harder on the parents. He's looking forward to what he's going to build with his wife. So it's harder on her parents, and it's harder on his parents. I have a brother who's 65 years old. And then my oldest son is 33 years old, the same age as Jesus when he gave his life on Calvary. And although we'd say, well, that's been an adult, that has reached an age of maturity. And we as parents, my dad knows my 65-year-old brother is an adult. I know my 33-year-old son, a deputy sheriff, is also an adult. We know they're adults and probably smarter and better organized than we were at the same age. Yet every time we look out the window and we see them coming, we say, the kids are coming. My kid's middle-aged. My dad's kid's retirement age. And yet the thought is, the kids are coming. Now, with that said, the important thing, be it a problem with adult children and parents, children and teens with parents, siblings among themselves, or husband and wife, the answer is always, 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 100% of the time, regardless of the problem, to get the Lord's counsel through His Word. That's always right. Now, much is said today in using the word counsel. Now, actually, the word means to teach. It's either to teach one-on-one, a couple, a class, or a congregation, or a radio audience, as I address over this microphone. And what you're doing, you're teaching the Lord's answer in the problem. It's not giving your personal advice, nor is it a device of some so-called Christian psychobabble. Too often, there are seminars that people go to for the home, and they're given new things to try. And when that new thing wears off, they're looking for some other new thing to try. And it's interesting to me, they go to the seminars, they take all these courses on the home, and yet, it's not long that they're looking for something else, because obviously, whatever they received wasn't enough to meet the need of the home. Now, we could mention many Bible characters who had terrible problems or circumstances. And one of the ones that comes to my mind is Naomi. Naomi, in the book of Ruth, we find that she is true to her husband. And she goes with him to Moab. Now, God would have Elimelech, her husband, and, of course, Naomi and her, the two children, God would have them to stay in Bethlehem. But she is obedient to her husband. Now, there's nothing in the scripture there that says, boy, this is what she wanted to do. It's obvious that this is what her husband did. And so they go to Moab, and when her husband dies, she's still under the Old Testament economy. And since her sons are now adults, she must stay under her sons' authorities until they die. And once both sons die, then she's on her own. And when she's on her own, she goes back to the place that God had not wanted them to leave. Only now, she's broke. There's no husband to provide. However, she maintained her witness. As a wife, she was to be obedient and go with her husband. But she maintained her witness because she led her daughter-in-law, Ruth, to the Lord. And Ruth had no problem saying, your God is my God. So even in those years that she was in Moab, she was there, not because she wanted to be, but in obedience to the Lord. But she maintained a testimony and won her daughter-in-law to Christ. She went with them in obedience to the word of God, but her subjection affects the rest of her life. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.